And getting hotter at Suburban Leisure Center. No, we're not just talking about the temperature outside. We're talking about the hot, sizzling prices inside Suburban Leisure Center.
What does that mean for you?
Well, head to Suburban Leisure Center to take advantage of tremendous savings on new patio sets up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And tremendous savings up to 50% off. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
And this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less, up to 50% off. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Better merchandise at better prices at Suburban Leisure Center. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Injured military service members today need our help. They dedicate their lives to the service of others, and when they return home, they are left with long delays. Medical care, counseling, and rehabilitation are just a few areas that are in need. By donating to an organization of your choice or the Bob Woodruff Foundation at remind.org, you can make a big difference in a service member's life.
This paid public service announcement is sponsored by the concerned professional staff of Bull Moose Industries of Chesterfield. Helping ensure support our troops is not just a slogan. Logan.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hi, this is Scott Mosby, and you're listening to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. I'm with Brian Yunt, an architect at Mosby Building Arts. People sometimes come without a vision, but they have these photos. Does everybody really have a vision, or is it kind of a secret?
I think that's part of our job as designers, is to draw the vision out of people. Some have a really clear vision of what they want, and some just really have a hard time articulating it. And that's one of the great things about the 3D software we use. It's almost a virtual reality, and it's actually heading in that direction. And we can show people what the design is going to look like, and they can sort of imagine themselves in the space. And we can change cabinet styles, paint colors, countertop colors right there in front of them. And it's pretty powerful, and they really appreciate it. And then they know what they're getting when they hand over that first check for the deposit for construction. There's a lot more peace of mind knowing what they're going to get on the back end.
Thanks for tuning in to Design Time with Mosby Building Arts. Please visit callmosby.com to schedule your appointment today.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
47 at John. Well, here we are, June 23rd. Hi, it's Frank, and just flipping through my latest copy of Best Time magazine. I'm sure a lot of you folks get it. Great article in here, Best Time to Buy a New Chevy, and it says the last week of... Wait a minute, that's now. Last week of June. What a coincidence! Any time is a good time. You know, when I hear commercials, they go, well, this is the best time. That tells me that, well, okay, if I don't go now, I don't ever want to go in there because I missed the best time. Any time you go to Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is a good time. Because whenever you go in, whatever season, or you know the prices will be competitive. You know they're going to treat you like all these other people say they treat you, but they don't always follow through. And I say to everybody who hates the car buying experience, there's no way you could have ever shopped at Johnny Londoff, or you wouldn't be able to say that. So let's change that. You folks that hate the thought of buying a vehicle, it's a big deal. It's a big expense, and they realize that. And they're excited for you, and they should be. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, new Chevrolets, of course, but pre-owned. If they don't have it, and they probably will, they'll find it for you. North County, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at johnnylondoff.com.
Friday afternoon. afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS, and this is how you know your weekend has officially begun, because it's time to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 60 days, you can call us right now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, or for most smartphones, Star KTRS will bring you right in here. We will line up five contestants. Each contestant will get a category. Each category will be full of five questions, and all of those questions will have point values associated with them, ranging from 1 point up to 5 points. You have to accumulate the points in 60 seconds by answering the questions. And then if you get enough, which is more than half of the 15 available points, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize
pack! What you are, Paul? We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
They're from the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations.
Old Town.
One in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Florissant.
We also have a Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And we're going to throw in some tickets to the Skyview Drive-In.
That's right.
Over in Belleville.
Yes, the sponsor of the Harris Challenge each week during the summer. The Skyview is on the North Belt West in Belleville. Double features on two different screens. Screen 1 has Cars 3 and Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. And Screen 2 has Transformers, The Last Knight, and Wonder Woman. All the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. And if you get all of your questions right, then the full 15 points, you call that a clean sweep. And listen to what you win then.
Woo! We got a couple of things. A certificate from Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester in Baldwin. Go to candices.net. Plus, our friends at Breezy Buddy have thrown in the Breezy Buddy fan cooled chair.
Yeah.
It has built-in fans to help you keep cool while you're outside relaxing with the kids or in the park or whatever. It's good looking. It's lightweight. Packs away just like one of those standard bag chairs.
Plus, you get this cool breeze blowing on the back of your neck. Now, I want you to think about those soccer games you got to sit through this summer, or baseball games, or whatever it is. And you, the parent, you're just going to be sedentary the whole time while the sun is baking you and the kids are running around. But the kids won't have what you have, which is that nice, cool breeze on the back of your neck from the Breezy Buddy.
I know. And it can hold up to 300 pounds as well. You can get yours for just $49.99 or win it here if you get the clean sweep. Go to BreezyBuddy.com.
Okay, those are contestants. Those are the prizes for the Harris Challenge today. Now let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Mr. Harris, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on the Harris Challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the five-second cheap plug opportunity to suck up to the boss, shout out to the friends, or do their own commercial endorsement. What do you got?
I'm a humble guy, so I just want to plug all the hot moms in St. Louis.
All right. You'll have to wait until we finish with the Harris Challenge to start that. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see which categories you get to choose from this week. Three of them come up here, and you tell me what you want. Category 1, have you been paying attention? Category 2, Hollywood's most powerful people. And category 3, military movie legal matters. What do you want, Mike?
Let's see if I've been paying attention this week.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Parents took a reported $1.5 million this week to settle their wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Ferguson and others.
The Braun family.
Correct. Which airline recently took delivery of its 737th Boeing 737, the only plane in its fleet?
United.
Southwest. Which children's toy is now available with a man bun or a dad bod?
That would be the Mattel Ken doll.
That's correct. Which actor, who won Oscars for Lincoln and There Will Be Blood, announced this week that he's retiring from acting?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Correct. Five-pointer. Which actor's tequila brand, Casamigos, was bought by a big liquor company in a deal that could be worth $1 billion?
Mr. George Clooney.
That's correct. Dan, you'll remember when I said about 5 years ago, let's start a tequila company, and you said, no, that'll never work.
I know.
$1 billion for George Clooney instead.
Drop the ball.
Let's see how you did here, Mike. You got everything but the two-pointer. 13 points makes you a winner. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Hang on, and our idea man will tell you how you get your prizes. I'll go on to our next contestant now. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you want to plug?
You know what? My girlfriend Lisa and her wonderful kids. Corey, Cody, and Marissa.
Okay. Which kind of
daughter Taylor?
I'm sorry?
And my wonderful daughter Taylor, please.
Yeah, don't forget your kid.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's sad.
It's nice to mention the girlfriend's kids, but then your kid is going to be really mad if you don't mention her.
She's my princess.
Okay.
Right, go ahead.
Category choices are Hollywood's most powerful people, military, movie, legal matters, or multiple choice week.
I'll go with multiple choice. What the heck?
All right, Jerry, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who says he wants to teach young people how to avoid sexual assault allegations? Bill O'Reilly, R. Kelly, or Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby.
Correct. Which actor is in trouble for joking about assassinating the president? Johnny Depp, Jack Black, or Zach Galifianakis?
Jack Black.
Johnny Depp. What did Australian Senator Larissa Waters become the first to do in Parliament this week? Filibuster for 100 straight hours, breastfeed her baby while giving a speech, or make Vegemite sandwiches for the other legislators?
I will go with the breastfeeding.
You're correct. What has declined in the U.S. from 2 million in 1997 to under 100,000 now? Payphones, abortion clinics, or marijuana arrests?
Abortion clinics.
Payphones.
Oh,
which animal will be removed from the endangered list after 42 years? The Yosemite puma, the Yellowstone grizzly, or the Appalachian otter?
Grizzly.
The Yellowstone grizzly is correct, right at the buzzer, Jerry. By the way, on that Bill Cosby one, he wants to teach people how to avoid sexual assault allegations. Here's lesson one from Bill. Don't give them Quaaludes and put your penis in them.
I'm sorry,
Jerry. Jerry, you got the 1, 3, and 5. That's 9 points. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I talk to contestant number 3. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Doing just fine. You want to mention anybody here?
Yeah, I want to mention my wife, Kim. Celebrating our 18th wedding anniversary this week.
Well, congratulations. Maybe you can win something nice to give her as an anniversary gift here.
Yep, that's what my goal is.
Okay. Really? That's how you planned out the anniversary? I don't really have any ideas, but it's coming up Saturday, so I better call Paul and try to win something on the Harris Challenge.
Oh, you caught me. You caught me.
All right. Well, you better get the clean sweep to make her really happy. You choose the category now. Hollywood's most powerful people. That's our new third category. Hollywood's most powerful people, military movie legal matters, or actually the new third category is I Am Iron Man.
All right. I go, I Am Iron Man.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff. What's your wife's name?
Kim.
Good luck, Kim.
All right.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. What town is home to Iron City Beer?
Detroit, Michigan.
Pittsburgh. What boxer's name was Iron Mike?
Mike.
Mike Tyson is correct. Who shot to stardom after being seen in the bodybuilding documentary Pumping Iron?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Correct. What was the nickname of NFL running back Craig Haywood?
Pass.
Who played San Francisco police detective Ironside on TV?
Perry Mason.
Oh, that's another character he played. What's the actor's name?
Can we pass?
Yeah, you can go back to Craig Haywood's nickname, NFL running back. Iron Head Haywood. And Raymond Burr was Ironside on TV. The only cop on TV who was going to chase you down in a wheelchair. A skill that depended completely on the guy standing behind him pushing, right?
Yes. Or a downhill chase.
Quick run up the hill. He'll never catch you. Jeff, you got the 2 and the 3 for 5 points, but unfortunately that's not enough, so now I have to punish you. For our punishment this week, I was flicking around on TV the other morning, and I saw one of the cable channels rerunning a Mary Tyler Moore episode about Ted Baxter's home life with Georgette. And I thought, okay, I know in the archives I've got something from Ted Knight. You may know him from the Mary Tyler Moore Show or maybe from Caddyshack, but you don't know him from his singing career.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song, but made my baby fall in love with me. He made my baby fall in love.
Okay, that's enough of that.
All right.
There you go. Have a great weekend. Good luck with the anniversary present.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Jeff. Let's go to our fourth contestant. Hi, Ed.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead and exploit the airwaves.
My daughter's birthday was this past Monday, 32 years old. I'd like to wish her a nice happy birthday.
Does she have a name?
Her name is Emily.
All right. Belated happy birthday, Emily. Which category would you like here, Ed? Hollywood's most powerful people or military movie legal matters?
I'll try Hollywood's most powerful people.
60 seconds on the clock, Ed. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which streaming video company put Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos at the number 2 spot on the list?
Pass.
What was the name of the most recent Star Wars movie which helped put Lucasfilm president Kathleen Kennedy in the number 19 slot on the list?
The Empire Strikes Back.
Rogue One. Which TV network and company is run by the number 4 person on the list, Les Moonves?
CBS.
Correct. Which animation studio did number 17 on the list, John Lasseter, lead to a 2017 Oscar and $1 billion in box office with Zootopia?
Lucasfilm.
Pixar. Which movie and TV studio and theme park and consumer products company is run by the man at the top of the list named Bob Iger?
Disneyland?
Disney is right. Back to the one-pointer. Which streaming video company put Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos at the number 2 spot on the list?
Netflix.
It is Netflix. That according to the Hollywood Reporter. Ed, you got all the odd-numbered answers today. 1, 3, and 5 makes 9, and you're a winner as well. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will be right with you, and I will talk to our final contestant today, and that's you, Al.
Well, hopefully you save the best for last.
Well, tell us about yourself.
I'm the former Paris Show official limo driver. I used to call you about limo stuff.
I remember, Al. Welcome.
And I'm still doing it. I've been in the business 20 years.
Wow. Well, welcome back to the show. One category left, military movie legal matters.
I'll do my best.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these did not appear in the 1961 movie Judgment at Nuremberg? Kirk Douglas, William Shatner, or Judy Garland?
Garland.
Kirk Douglas. During what war did the Bruce Willis movie Hearts War, which includes a court-martial in a Nazi prison camp, take place?
World War II?
Of course. Who played the prosecuting attorney in the trial scenes in A Few Good Men?
Jack Nicholson?
Kevin Bacon was the prosecutor. In a 1974 TV movie, who played Private Eddie Slovic, the American soldier court-martialed and executed for desertion during World War II? Was it Ted Danson, Martin Sheen, or Robert Conrad?
I'm going to go with Sheen.
That's correct. Five-pointer. Who played the U.S. Navy captain whose crew is court-martialed in the 1954 movie The Caine Mutiny?
I feel like I'm going to get punished. I have no idea.
You want to take a guess?
I have no idea.
I could tell you that.
Go ahead, Tim.
Humphrey Bogart.
It was the strawberries. That's where I had them.
Strawberries.
I proved through geometric logic.
Right.
I did look at the key to the wardroom icebox did exist, and I'd have found that key if they hadn't pulled the cane out of action.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Al, you got the 4-pointer? And the 2-pointer for a total of 6. Oh, no, I'm going to have to punish you as well.
Good night. Bring it on.
Okay.
Baby heard bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. Every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing, Grandma, she said we'd never have to part.
All right, Al, there you go. you go. Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
You all have a great weekend.
Thank you very much. That's the Harris Challenge. It's brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Open 7 nights a week all summer long. You can catch the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS or in the archives of my website, harrisonline.com. When we come back, Mike Evans in Hollywood, and then this week's batch of knuckleheads in the news.
Meet me.
And we have a check on traffic with your friend and mine, Tim Weiland.
All right, I will give you a little bit of good news. They have reopened the highway on northbound 55 down by Festus at 67. All lanes are open at 67, but they have only the right lane that's open at Highway A, so that's not really helping to relieve the jam up that's there. Also, southbound Highway 55 at Highway A, only the right lane is getting through there. They are going to be shutting that down a little bit later on this evening. They're supposedly shutting it down both ways at Highway A to do road work, and that's going to be closed until Sunday night or Monday morning. Now, the traffic still has about a 6-mile backup, and that goes from south of Highway 61 up through Highway 67. Things getting much better on southbound 270, just a little slow 40 down through Manchester. Southbound 170 jams up from Olive through Highway 40. Baseball traffic coming in eastbound 40. That's heavy Clayton Warson and through Big Bend. Downtown 40 is at Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. North County better also, just a little slow now. East of McDonald through 170 and westbound Highway 40 jams up. Pretty solid, folks wanting to get out of town from Winghaven through Highway 70. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. When your paper supply is in need of resupply, turn to Staples. Staples has everything you need to print at great prices. Right now, get special deals for even more savings in-store or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Desk.
KTRS is the original social media.
What?
Wait a minute. Who wrote this? How can that be? Oh, thank you. Is this the definition of social media? Okay. It says, a form of electronic communication through which users create online communities to share information, ideas, personal messages, and other content. Yeah, that's us. KTRS is your personality-driven electronic communication news feed where listeners like you are a part of the KTRS community. You can share information, ideas, comment, like, and react on the KTRS Facebook page or by texting us at 84126 or by calling us at 1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us, we listen to you. On air, on the phone, and on social media. The Big 550 KTRS.
Hey fans, Greg Garcia here. On Friday, June 30th, Budweiser is providing 30,000 fans ages 21 and over the seventh Stein in the championship series. This Stein will highlight the 50th anniversary of the Cardinals World Series championship against the Boston Red Sox in 1967. That's Friday, June 30th. Add this championship Stein to your collection. Get your tickets for June 30th at cardinals.com/promotions. There's only one Cardinals baseball.
He's got it! The Cardinals win the pennant! The Cardinals win the pennant!
Listen to this crowd. Wow, they're on their feet.
This 4th of July, the Cardinals have you covered head to toe in true patriotic fashion. On Sunday, July 2nd, fans can take home an adult patriotic cowboy hat, courtesy of Brown & Crouppen Law Firm. Monday, July 3rd, enjoy Cooper Tire's post-game fireworks. And Tuesday, July 4th, adults and kids can add patriotic Cardinals socks to their wardrobe, courtesy of Coca-Cola and Powerade. That's July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Legendary broadcaster Mike Shannon and Eddie Scholler, owner of the world-famous Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Hey, Mr. Shannon, I just want to say thanks for all you do.
Thank me for what, Eddie?
Well, you've just done so much, Mr. Shannon. You brought joy to so many people as a ball player. You've been the great voice at the ball club for decades. You really represent our town well, and not to mention what you've done for Fast Eddie.
Well, I've been lucky enough to be part of this town for a long time, and while we're at it, thanks to Fast Eddie's for being a part of it also.
Thanks to Fast Eddie?
That's right, Eddie. Think of all the good times you provided for folks. Fast Eddie's had become a legendary destination. You've been pouring the coldest beer in town, feeding the good people with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. You've kept folks entertained with live music, and you've only gotten better with that huge patio. This town simply wouldn't be the same without Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
Wow. Well, thanks, Mr. Shannon. We are sure lucky to be part of one hell of a town. I mean it. I love this town.
Amen, Eddie. If you're 21 and in the mood, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
When is it time to do something about your credit card debt? When conversations about money turn into arguments,
When your kids' opportunities are put on hold. When family harmony turns to tears. When loving relationships suffer. You know then it's time to take action. If you owe $5, $10, or more than $20,000 in credit card debt, help might only be a phone call away. Call Credit Associates now for real solutions to end your credit card struggles. For free information, call now 1-800-500-2624. If credit card debt is a burden for your family, we offer programs that could potentially save you thousands and help you get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible. This is not a debt consolidation or a bankruptcy program. Let us settle your debt. One phone call might be the chance you need to get back to enjoying the family life you and they deserve. The experts at Credit Associates are here to help. For free information, call now 1-800-500-2624. That's 1-800-500-2624.
Enjoy a day, a weekend, or a week of fun with the family this summer at Riverview Ranch in nearby Bourbon, Missouri. Riverview Ranch offers float trips on the Merrimack River by canoe, rafts, tubes, or kayaks. After your float, you can take a dip in their pool or enjoy barbecuing by the river or in one of their shelters, complete with picnic tables. End your day by the campfire and gaze at the stars. There are other attractions, including nearby wineries, Onondaga Cave, and Merrimack Caverns. Riverview Ranch is great for a family getaway, a company picnic, family reunion, or group outing. They offer campsites or cabins for overnight stays. It's the most affordable place on the river and fun for the entire family. Call Riverview Ranch at 800-RIV-VIEW. That's 800-748-8439. Or visit their website at riverviewranch.org. For affordable family fun, you need to visit Riverview Ranch, just an hour away from St. Louis and Bourbon, Missouri.
You knew us back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s as Easter Nelson Fence Company. Then in the 80s, we became simply Easter Fence. Now in our seventh decade of serving the St. Louis area, we are Easter Fence Deck and Renovations. Hi, I'm Chuck Easter. I'm often asked what renovations are. Well, the renovations in our name refers to virtually anything to renovate your home or property. Still the premier fence installation company in St. Louis, we've become so much more. Over the years, we've learned that it was difficult for homeowners to find anyone to do the small jobs or to manage their entire renovation project. In response, we've expanded our services to cover nearly all the work you need done at your home or office. With our renovation division, we remodel kitchens, finish basements, build amazing decks, install replacement windows and doors, build retaining walls, and much more. Think Easter for all your renovation needs. For a free estimate, call us at 314-892-8500 or easterfence.com.
Easter Fence Deck and Renovations, where customers become friends.
ABC Radio presents Career Course, brought to you by Indeed.com.
I'm ABC's Chief Business Correspondent, Rebecca Jarvis, with two easy steps to building a team. Know yourself as a leader. Great managers know their strengths and weaknesses and hire those who can help fill in the gaps. And clearly define roles and celebrate success. It sounds simple, but making responsibilities clear and praising the wins is one of the most important steps to getting your team to work together.
Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
Family owned and operated since 1972, Lakeside Roofing is celebrating 45 years in the roofing industry and would like to thank you for your support over the years. They specialize in all types of commercial and residential roofing and ensure quality and professionalism. Lakeside offers expert installation and maintenance along with inspection services to fix and prevent problems before they occur. Call 618-344-2800 in Illinois or 314-241-5253 in Missouri to speak to a roofing expert today. For more information, visit lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
It's been the second longest bull market in history, but is a bear market just around the corner? Learn how you could better position and protect your investments on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Bum, ba-da-ba-da-ba-doo. Yes, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Window World, the original $189 window company. America's number one replacement window. You can find out more by going to their website, windowworldst.louis.com. And they sponsor this gentleman right here, Mr. Mike Evans. Hey, Mike, how are you?
They do.
They do what?
They do.
What's that?
They do what?
Wonder Window?
Window World.
Window World, I mean?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Window World.
Yeah, I've got the other sponsor coming up at the end. Don't worry about it.
My guys.
I got you covered.
Oh.
Everything's fine.
Oh, no.
Everything's fine.
Wait. Hollywood royalty pop quiz question.
Okay.
Frank Sinatra had a best friend. They both agreed to keep it quiet. I don't know why. However.
Then there's always a however in life.
They double dated, played a lot of golf, used to go fishing, even co-hosted weekly poker games in Las Vegas, in Los Angeles, and in Palm Springs. Who was Frank Sinatra's best friend? And he's still alive now. James Woods, Ted Danson, Tom Selleck, Kelsey Grammer. Answer in a minute. Movie review, homie. Did you see The Big Sick?
No, it's actually screening for us on Monday, and it opens in St. Louis next week. Is it good?
Fabulous.
Okay.
Despite Holly Hunter and Ray Romano being the big-name stars, the supporting role, they're actually supporting roles. The real star is the script. Funny, touching, heartbreaking, modern, yet hip and very real. This is a hard-hitting romantic comedy that guys will like as much as the girls. Rated PG-13, under 2 hours, 3.5 stars.
Okay.
Now, Transformers, The Last Night.
Didn't see it.
Pitiful.
Won't see it.
Pitiful.
Who, me or the movie?
Not you, homie. Come on now. The movie's just horrible.
Yeah.
1 star.
Have you liked any of the series so far?
Not really, but this one is even. It's just one big 2.5 hour toy war.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
Product placement galore.
Absolutely. Got a starting up. A coming back and a see ya!
Okay.
Starting up, movie pre-production has finally started on the great TV series Downton Abbey. The movie won't be released until spring of 2019, but it will be released. Downton Abbey. Fargo is coming back. Despite talk that this will be their final season, producers now say they will probably take a year off, but Fargo will return.
Man, that was a great finale to the series this week.
Great. I love it. It's my favorite show on television.
Yeah, that and Better Call Saul both ending in the last week means I don't really have a lot of stuff left to watch this summer.
There you go. And as far as Bye Bye So Long, Farewell Cats is going to close on Broadway next month. It's closed a couple of other times, but it's been running for decades.
Wow.
TV news, general National Geographic show miniseries, a bio miniseries called Genius. Did you see it?
That's the one about Einstein, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it.
Fabulous.
Yeah, well done.
Very well done. Very successful. And they'll do another one, this time on Pablo Picasso.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of my old general managers.
Yo.
Did you do that?
See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
It was his name Pablo?
No.
No.
He was a genius. just ask him.
In his own mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Showtime much acclaimed Whitney Houston documentary, Can I Be Me? Scheduled to air August 26th, has been moved to August 25th to avoid the conflict with the Mayweather-McGregor fight, which is on the 26th.
Wow.
New York Post headline caught my attention. It has nothing to do with Hollywood, but I looked at it, I looked at it again. The New York Post headline screamed, Ethics Committee meets after 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I bet they got a long list of stuff to talk about if it's the Ethics Committee and they haven't met in 8 years. I bet there's been some problems and things going on they probably need to look at.
Yeah.
New York City Ethics Committee.
Yeah, wow.
My new pledge, never to watch any national television TV news. It's fake. It's full of innuendos. It's all rumors. It's pick and choose sound bites. Each network has their own agenda. The news industry is dead, and I'm not going to watch it anymore.
All right.
I mean, I don't care who you're talking about, CNN, NBC, ABC, all of the drive-by jerks. But even Fox sometimes, you know, is off the rail. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to watch any of them.
Have you seen that new Megyn Kelly Sunday night show?
It's horrible.
Not only is it horrible,
the ratings are horrible.
They're terrible, and I think NBC has got to be worried now because they paid this woman $17.5 million, and she still has that daytime show that she hasn't put together that's going to debut, I guess, in a few months. As you know, Mike, daytime TV, more failures than anything else, particularly for people who have been in the news business. Anderson Cooper tried it, failed. Jane Pauley, Meredith Vieira, just on and on. There's a long
Matt
list.
Matt Lauer's threatening to quit if they go ahead and put that on the air. Matt Lauer says he'll quit. The ratings are so bad that last week it got beat by 60 Minutes, it nationally got beat by NBA Basketball, and it got beat by a second rerun of America's Funniest Videos.
Yeah, I read that. I didn't even know that show was still on the air. I didn't know there were that many videos of a kid hitting his dad in the nuts with a wiffle ball bat.
Exactly. It is bad, and she's bad.
Yes,
I mean,
she is.
The whole thing is just... The writing's bad. The questions are bad.
You know.
And to look at her, you just don't like her. She's a very unlikable human being.
But you know what? She was, quote, the star. After Bill O'Reilly, she was the star at Fox News. And what this is proving is there's a difference between a cable star and a TV star.
Yeah. And then you got these asses like Johnny Depp. You know what? If I went on the radio tomorrow, I guarantee you, if I went on the radio Monday on, you know, one of my bigger affiliates, you guys, St. Louis, or San Francisco, or Denver, or Minneapolis, and said, you know, I've been thinking I'm going to kill Obama. If I said that on the radio, I'd be arrested. Something would happen to me. And these guys are just coming out and saying that kind of stuff, and Madonna blowing up the White House. Nobody says anything about it.
Now,
what the hell's going on?
Isn't the Secret Service going to have to look into this depth thing?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, can you imagine if you right now said that, even if you said that about Trump, something would happen to you because you're not a big star. Like, if I said something about it... Well, I'm not a big star, so something would happen to me.
I guess. I don't know how it works, but I would think that there's going to be at least a knock on Johnny Depp's door or his island, whatever you knock on to get him these days. I don't know.
It's pitiful.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
Who was Frank Sinatra's best friend? James Woods, Ted Danson, Tom Selleck, Kelsey Grammer.
Oh, man. I'm going to say Ted Danson.
I'm going to go Tom Selleck.
Tim?
I'm going to go Kelsey.
I'll say James Woods.
The answer is Tom Selleck.
Thank you.
They met in Hawaii, became good friends then. But have a great weekend, St. Louis. And Lily Okalani, Lani Ani Okeelaku, and a cock and a and hui hui ho. Kill away, Kamiki, Kaka, who? Why me not a Kamiki? Kaka, Kaka. Hui hui, hui hui.
This portion of the show also brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great meals. You can sit down and eat, order off that menu, get something from that big, deep wine cellar of theirs, or next door, the Smokehouse Market, with that delicious food you can take home for this weekend. Get some meat to throw on the grill, or get salads and pies and so much more. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. There's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Dawson City, Canada, where the sour toe has been returned to its rightful owner. On Sunday, police got a call about something stolen from the bar at the downtown hotel, a mummified human toe that was used in the bar's popular sour toe cocktail. The tradition of serving a shriveled up toe in a drink started in 1973 after a toe believed to belong to a Prohibition-era rum runner was found in a cabin by boat captain Dick Stevenson, prompting him to start the Sour Toe Cocktail Club. According to the hotel's website, the toe was originally placed in a beer glass full of champagne, but the rules have changed over the decades, and the sour toe can now be had with any drink, even non-alcoholic ones. But one rule remains the same. You can drink it fast, you can drink it slow, but your lips have got to touch the toe. To make sure no one stole or swallowed the toe, they used to fine people $500. But after a tourist chugged it down in 2013 and slapped $500 bills on the bar, the hotel raised the fine to $2,500, and they hadn't had any problems since then until last weekend. But by the way, the bar does have several donated toes in stock. Backup toes, if you will. Manager Jerry Colburn says that this was one of the better toes in their arsenal. This is the new toe, a really good one that they just started using last weekend. So it was stolen or something Tuesday afternoon, on Sunday rather. And on Tuesday afternoon, they got a call from the alleged suspect saying, "I'm sorry, I didn't mean to steal the toe. I apologize. I put it in the mail. You'll have it in a couple of days." And sure enough, on Thursday, the toe and a letter of apology showed up. The toe is in good condition and drinkable again. No charges have been filed. Next, we go to Ross Township, Pennsylvania, where Jerry Lynn wanted to pass some wire through the wall of his living room to hook up a new TV. In order to find a spot that would work, he came up with a plan. He tied a string around his alarm clock, set it for 10 minutes later, and then slowly lowered it through an air vent into the space behind the wall. Unfortunately, Jerry didn't tie the string tight enough, and the alarm clock slipped out and fell to the floor inside the wall. Sure enough, it did start beeping 10 minutes later, but Jerry couldn't retrieve it. It was way down in there. He figured that the battery would last in a 3, maybe 4 months. Nope, still working 13 years later. It still goes off at 7:50 p.m. every night, 8:50 in daylight saving time. And then it beeps and gets louder and stops and resets itself for the next day. He says it comes as quite a jolt to unsuspecting guests, but he and his wife don't even hear it anymore. Thanks to Matt Burrows for story three from Bradenton, Florida. Nicholas Dibble's mail was being stolen. He blamed it on the drug dealer across the street and a woman he says runs a house of prostitution next door. He thought they were stealing his mail because he called the cops on him. So Nick decided to catch them by putting a mousetrap in his mailbox. And the next day, somebody did get their hand stuck in the mousetrap, but it wasn't a neighbor. It was the letter carrier, Cynthia Humphrey Smith. Nick says he'd meant to warn her, but she didn't come at the regular time. Oh, by the way, to make matters worse, the letter carrier, Cynthia, was just recovering from having her hand broken. She has not pressed charges against him, but her supervisor said, "We are not going to deliver mail to his house for a while until this thing calms down." And our final story from contributor Terry Weatherford is from Memphis, Tennessee, where Carl Webb and his wife went downtown for a barbecue festival. Afterwards, they got in their car, drove off. 15 minutes later, a cop car pulls up behind him, lights and sirens on. Carl asks the cop, "What did we do wrong?" The officer says, "Well, you were driving on the interstate at 65 miles an hour with a man on your trunk." Carl laughed. The cop said, "Mister, I'm not messing with you. There's a body on your trunk." So Carl got out and walked back with the officer. Sure enough, there was a man alive, still unconscious, just lying there. Carl explained that he had backed into a parking spot, so when it came time to leave, they could just pull out, and it was dark, so they didn't look in the back of the car with the car's sunshade there. He didn't see it at all. Didn't realize there was a drunk guy passed out in the back of the car. Neither Carl nor the officer can figure out how the guy managed to stay on the car. He's unconscious, so he can't hold on. Officer woke the man up, drove him back downtown. Carl and his wife went home. No charges filed, but a great story to tell. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. And that's all the time I have for today. On behalf of Dan and Ian and Tim and Max and all of us who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Follow me on Twitter at Paul Harris Show. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening.
Get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend with Tim Weiland.
All right, things are winding down quite well on the highway, Stan. Now, here's what you have on the northbound and southbound Highway 55. Northbound 55 has reopened from that fatal accident at Highway 67. You get up to Highway A, only the right lane is open, and the right lane southbound is only open. And they are going to shut that down later tonight and then reopen it on Monday at 5 a.m. But your backup is about 6 miles long, and it's going to take a while to thin out with just just the one lane on northbound 55. The only other traffic left over now is baseball traffic coming in on eastbound 40 from Lindbergh to Big Bend. And on eastbound Highway 270, just a little bit slow from Lindbergh through 170. And this traffic report brought to you by Staples. When your paper supply is in need of resupply, turn to Staples. Staples has everything you need to print at great prices. Right now, get special deals for even more savings in-store or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tim Weiland from the Jack Schmidt Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Traffic Center.
Hello!
John, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning.
On some area talk stations, you hear guys in New York, Florida, or L.A. pontificating on their shows. But good luck trying to call in and have a conversation with them. Here at Live and Local KTRS, we are live and we are local.
Just pick up your telephone and dial.
That means local St. Louisans talk to other St. Louisans about things happening in St. Louis while we work, play, and live together in St. Louis. And we like phone calls.
Hi, John and Jennifer. This is Jamie. I love the show.
Jim, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Good morning.
1-888-550-KTRS. That's 1-888-550-5877. You listen to us. We listen to you. We're St. Louis's biggest conversation. The Big 550 KTRS.
Looking for a beautiful patio you can eat and relax on? You'll find it at Bishop's Post in Chesterfield. They're open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner Monday through Sunday. That's right, they're open on Sundays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West next to Chesterfield Mall.
The enchanting musical fantasy, Disney's The Little Mermaid. At the Muni now through the 29th. Sponsored by Emerson. Tickets available at Muni.org or at the Muni box office.
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. Indeed.com.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver. Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
You can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Illinois State Police are cracking down on distracted drivers. We'll tell you about the violations and the fines you can face.
Caseyville man is taken into custody after taking photos of young girls at a local water park. We'll tell you what charges he's facing, and you'll hear from those who frequent the park and why they find the incident very disturbing.
It's a landslide waiting to happen. People could be hurt, even killed. What MoDOT is doing to keep people safe.
And welcome to Fox 2 News at 6. Good evening, I'm Rafer Weigel.
I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller.
But first on Fox, Illinois State Police, they're doing extra patrols over the summer, and they're trying to stop distracted driving.
Fox 2's Chandria Thomas has more on their efforts from St. Clair County.
ISP says they have more troopers on the road to make sure the drivers are paying attention, and if they're not, they may end up paying up. From now until the end of the